This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
I'm Dan Koschel with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. The Colorado Springs Fire Department announced the current burn ban for the city has now been downgraded to burn restrictions. According to the fire department, it went into effect today. This applies to the entire city of Colorado Springs. Two men are dead after being buried in a landslide of coal at a power plant in Pueblo. Two subcontractors at the Comanche Generating Station became trapped under a coal pile for several hours. Their bodies were found yesterday afternoon. The Pueblo Fire Department said rescue efforts were difficult because the coal piles were very unstable. About 60 people were involved in that rescue effort. Colorado Springs police are on the lookout for a suspect accused of shooting at a private security guard. Officers were called to the business just south of South Nevada in Cheyenne Road after police say a security guard employed by a business confronted the man who came into the business rambling. After a physical altercation, the suspect took the security guard's gun and ran, shooting at the security guard multiple times during a foot chase. After a search that included a shelter-in-place order for the area, authorities were unable to locate that suspect. The guard was uninjured. A former Bible study teacher is locked up in Southern Colorado on child sex assault claims. Colorado Springs police say Carlton Rehnquist molested one juvenile starting in 2008, the other in 2015. He was a volunteer at the Colorado Springs Central Seventh-day Adventist Church starting in 2013. It's not known if the case involved the church. He was taken into custody in April in Maine before being extradited to Colorado Springs. Colorado lawmakers are united in their criticism of the process that has awarded the headquarters of Space Command to Huntsville, Alabama. Democrat Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett and Congressman Doug Lamborn and Jason Crow released a joint statement yesterday following the release of a General Accounting Office report on the decision. Hickenlooper says they're also urging the Biden administration to review the finding.
We've got all the facts. These two investigations lay out all the facts clear as day. Let's have the Joint Chiefs and the President, maybe the Secretary of Defense, all come together and see if they can find a consensus. If they do that, I am 99% sure that we will end up with Space Command remaining right where it belongs in Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers also calling on the Biden administration to keep Space Command in Southern Colorado. The Colorado State Patrol wants to help vehicle owners concerned over the recent rise in catalytic converter thefts. The agency currently offering free etching kits to allow vehicle owners to put serial numbers on their catalytic converters. The State Patrol says nearly 2,500 converters were stolen so far this year in Colorado. More information can be found at their website. It's a mixed bag when it comes to job number revisions in March and April. There were actually 398,000 jobs added in March, a drop of 30,000 from previous estimates. However, there were 8,000 jobs more created in April than originally reported. That figure now stands at 436,000. As inflation is putting more pressure on the economy, Karen Share Food Bank in Colorado Springs say that they're struggling to keep up with costs. Joanna Wise with Karen Share says they buy most of the food they give out, so the bank's grocery bills are going up right along with ours, except Care and Share's bills add up by the truckload.
Peanut butter is a huge staple for the food bank, and it's one of our most popular items. A year ago, in 2021, we would spend around $37,000 for a truckload. This year, the very last order that we made, we spent $51,000.
And it's not just food. The nonprofit also pays for the cost of distribution, driving it across more than 250 partner food pantries, so the cost of gas is also adding up. Visitors to North Cheyenne Canyon Park will be able to use the main road into the park again starting this weekend. North Cheyenne Canyon Road will reopen tomorrow. The Canyon Road has been closed since October, so crews could work on bridge replacement and other upgrades. Colorado Springs Parks says some construction is still being finished, so visitors should watch out for workers through the end of the month. Colorado could eventually move to daylight saving time year-round. Thanks to a bill signed by the governor yesterday, the bill will allow Coloradoans to leave their clocks set at the same time year-round, but only if Congress passes a law that allows states to do the same. The law also requires at least four other states in the Mountain Time Zone to pass similar measures. The governor said switching clocks twice a year is confusing and counterproductive and interferes with proper sleep cycles. Get news when you want it 24/7 at Cardio.com. I'm Dan Cochelle on Cardio News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.
I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Vanachinkwe. Once the scattered strong storms wrap up through the area this evening, things will be quiet the rest of the night under a partly cloudy sky. We'll drop back into the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow should have high temperatures, probably well into the 70s and 80s in most of eastern Colorado, maybe some lower 90s across the plains. I do think that our chances for thunderstorms will be much less tomorrow, but we could have some very brief showers or maybe a crack of thunder somewhere. Just wouldn't expect a lot of rain or any severe weather. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.